was about a 2-hour drive out of Price east over to the Book Cliffs area. And then we had a hike.
So that's about a 10-mile round trip.
Right.
Yeah. So it was pretty far.
The hike was not easy. The canyons were really steep. We had to like climb sandstone rock faces, and there was this one part that was pretty sketchy where we had to kind of help each other with like a long pole to get up this steep face that was probably like a 40-foot drop if we slipped.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, no. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
But then we got up there, and that's the biologist kind of took over from that point because it was getting a little later in the day, and he grabbed the radio receiver and the antenna and just started strategically running around the mountains to kind of hone in on where the den was. And it ended up being almost like two canyons over. So we had to kind of traverse through the snow to get over to it. And, you know,
that was the hardest
part. It was pretty tough, yeah.
You're like walking in the snow that, you know, is up to your waist. And then you have to cross back over to the south-facing slope and there's sand and dirt. So you're wet and covered in the sand. And then you walk back down into the snow and then you walk back up into the sand and over and over again trying to make our way
higher up. Like, the reason we had to keep crossing canyons is because, like, with radio telemetry, the signal can bounce off of rocks. So it would, like, bounce from one side of the canyon to the other side of the canyon. So we were just back and forth across the canyon multiple times found it.
It was hard to hone in on one particular location because of that bounce effect. And so once he found the den, he radioed back to the rest of us. He took us right over to it.
Yeah.
And
Megan.
Yeah.
And
they dug a hole into the opening of the den and he stuck his head in. He's like, "She's in the back." Kind of afraid, she left her cubs in the middle of the floor of the den. And so the biologist came back out and he loaded up his tranquilizer gun. And all we could see was his feet. Like, he crawled in all the way. All that was sticking out was his feet.
Yeah, he's down on his belly all the way down in there.
Yeah. Yeah, the den was actually, like, super far back. Yeah. Like, it went forward and then to the side. And the mama bear was just, like, I mean, clear in the back. So it was huge den. Yeah.
Like, separate rooms and everything.
I think
little bathroom in the corner.
All four of us probably could have climbed in and sat.
Yeah.
In
if
that,
she wasn't
like, entryway.
In there,
yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
well, if she wasn't in there, it would have been a ton more space.
Yeah.
We probably all could have sat in there.
Well, I guess we were wondering too. Like, I mean, how much work did she actually do on that den? Was it that way before, and she had to just do minimal work to get it there, or did she do a lot of digging? I can't imagine that she would do a lot of digging to make it bigger than it already was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So after the bear was tranquilized, we had to wait, you know, about 10 minutes just for the drugs to take effect. And then the biologist climbed back in there and started yelling at the bear to see if she was responsive. She ended up being a little responsive, so we had to wait another 5 or 6 minutes. And then she was fine, and then he just
poked her with a stick.
Pulled the
see if she moved.
Pulled the cubs out, and we got, and they, it was crazy. Like, the first one that came out was screaming.
He was ornery.
Here, Megan, why don't you give us
give
a
us
sound.
Your bear impersonation. That's exactly what it sounded like too.
And it was echoing over the whole canyon.
Yeah.
So it was loud. They did not like
screaming.
The cold, but once we stuffed them in our coats, they were pretty.
Well, yeah, and they were shivering. I mean, you think of bears as, they didn't have any fat on them at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. And without mama there, I mean, they were just like shaking, you know, and
which wasn't a problem.
Well, yeah. With their claws though. Let's talk about the claws.
Yeah, it was like Freddy Krueger on all four paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the pads of their feet, I'm still fascinated by them. They were just the softest. It was like human skin. The softest little pads of feet on their feet, and then these just vicious claws sticking out from them.
How much do you think they weighed?
Not much. I mean, like age-wise, they were probably 4 to 5 weeks old. A couple pounds at most.
And their little ears, too. They were adorable. It was just like a teddy bear kind of a thing. They were way cute.
Their ears were probably like the size of, like, you know, your thumb, the tip of your thumb. There was two.
Yeah.
Both males.
It was fun. I mean, it was a good experience for us to go out and actually get some hands-on experience doing that kind of thing. So
I really enjoyed the experience. The hike was really hard, but once we got there, you're holding those teddy bears, you couldn't even remember. Especially since I thought that the way down would be easier, which I was wrong. But it's much harder. But holding those bears, it was so cool. And we got to take turns climbing into the den, And we'd been out there for a while, so by the time we were in there looking at her, her eyes were moving. You could see them reflecting in your light. You're just like, oh, I think it's time to go soon. And so but it was really interesting to see that and to hold them. And then
it was pretty much amazing.